left, I knew I was going to have a class this summer where I would need to preach out, homiletics. And so I got with Pastor, and it's like, you give me a date between like September and November, and I'll be there for my class. I need to preach out. So, and he gave me this date, so here I am. But that doesn't, just because it's for a class doesn't mean the truth isn't real and that it doesn't apply to us. But we'll be in Philippians 4, if you go ahead and turn over there. And I have a couple questions real quick. Has anyone here ever worried about something? I know that might sound like a silly question. I'm pretty sure everyone and their mother has worried about something in their life, if not thousands of things. But now, the other question, how many of us worry about things that have no importance in our lives? I'm sure there's some football fans here. Me personally, I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan, and I have no idea if they've won. The game was still going on, and I would like if they win, but I'm not going to worry about it. But I'm sure there's some people worrying whether Dallas is going to win. And even if you're not a football fan, I know there's some baseball fans in here. I'm sure some people are worried if the Rangers are going to make it into the World Series. That's another thing I'm kind of worried about, because my favorite team is the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're never good, but for some reason this year, they have a shot of making it into the World Series. It'd be pretty cool if they got there, but that's something else. Even though there's no importance in those things to our lives, the outcome of the game, the Dallas Cowboys, whoever they're playing, it won't affect us at all. There's no importance in our lives. But there are certain times where we should be concerned, but not too overly concerned. But do you know what the Bible says about worry and stress? Well, if not, we're going to look at it tonight. And if you do, well, then here's a refresher. You just got to get, every now and then, you got to get it refreshed in your mind, brought up on your mind. If you look at me at Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, we're reading these two verses tonight. It says here in the Bible, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I want to pray real quick before we get into this. Lord, please be with me. Help me to speak clearly and slow enough for everyone to understand me. I'm a bit nervous today, Lord, and I just want your word to be brought through me. Hide me behind the cross, Lord, and let them only see you tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We'll look at that first verse there where it says, "Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious." You may be like, "What?" But what it really means is that you should not be too worried about the situations you are in. Not to be overly concerned with what is happening. That problem you're having at work, don't be overly concerned about it. Don't let it affect other things of your life. You may be worried about, there may be a certain worry you have, like, how am I going to pay the bill this week or this month? What am I going to eat today? Like, yes, you should be concerned about that, because one, you have to pay your bills to be able to live in your house, do all that. You have to eat to stay alive, but you shouldn't be overly concerned with it. I know how it can feel. At the beginning of last summer, I had thought I knew what God had for me. I thought I knew that He was going to have me take over the church that my father was pastoring at that time. But then towards the end of the summer, about 2 or 3 weeks before the internship was over, my dad called me and said that the church was going to put it to a vote to dissolve, because the church was just bringing in just enough money to pay the missionaries and then sustain, pay the bills. There was no real fruit coming from it at the time. And so once I heard that, I'd start getting worried. I was like, "Lord, I thought this is what you had me to do. I thought you were going to have me after college go back home, work under my dad till he can't do it no more, and then take over for him." Well, a few weeks later, he called up. It was actually the last night that I was here when I preached of the internship. He called me and said that the church unanimously decided to dissolve. And the whole drive home the next day, I was worried and anxious, wondering, well, Lord, why? I thought that was what you're going to have me to do. Well, what is it then? I was worrying about a future thing that I had no control over. I was overly concerned with something that I had no say in. I had let it get the better of me, but finally, I was directed back to God's word and read these verses. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. From Proverbs. I knew I shouldn't worry about it, because as long as I kept trusting the Lord and leaning unto his understanding and not my own, that he would show me the way I ought to go. And now standing here before you today, I can say, I'm no longer worried about that. I have no clue what I'm going to do, but I know God does, and so I'll just cross that bridge when it comes to it. But when you get into those times that you find yourself overly worrying about something, you need to, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, be made known unto God. And if you're looking at me like, Brother Josiah, how can we do that? Even, how can we worry about nothing when I have so many things in my life that are stressing me out? Well, the very next verse, as I already quoted part of it, says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. God tells us not to worry about anything, but rather to take it to him in prayer and supplication. Amen. We need to earnestly and humbly pray to God and give him our worries. We need to give everything that we are worrying about, everything that's stressing us, everything that we're anxious about, over to God through prayer. Amen. Now, trust me, I know for sure this is how guys can be, but I'm sure this is how girls are as well. But we as humans, we love to be in control. We love being able to control what is happening, and we don't like to give that control over to anybody. We love knowing how something should turn out. We want it to go our way and happen the way we want it to. I mean, an example of how in control we can be nowadays is, take my truck for example. I have a 2020 Ford F-150. I can, from my phone, with an app, schedule a certain time for my truck to automatically start. If I knew what time we were getting out tonight, I could have beforehand scheduled it, like, say we got out 7, and I knew I was going to leave by 7:15. I could control my truck enough to make my truck start at like 7:05, 7:10 to give me a 5 to 10 minute leeway before I get in there to make sure everything's, the climate's just how I want it. It's pretty insane. And I'm going to be honest, I really like that. I really like being able to control that, especially on those hotter days or on those colder days. 5-10 minutes before, you get on your phone, you set it all up. Once you get in, it's either nice and warm or it's nice and cool. It's nice. But we as humans, we like that control. But here in Philippians, it's God is telling us to hand over that control to him. Give him our worries and fears and let him have control over those things. It's not something you can just do once, though. You must give over that control daily. Amen. This is just like Paul said, I must die daily. This is something we must give over to him daily. You can't just get down on your knees by your bed one night and say, Lord, you have all my worries for the rest of my life. It's not going to work that way. It's just not. You could say that one night and be fine, and then the next day you're worried about, do I have enough gas to get to work? Right then and there, you already are worried about something. But in Romans 12:1-2, it talks about how we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice. That's a daily thing we must do. Amen. And so these worries, every day, even before we may even have the worries, before you may even be worrying about anything, you could wake up right away. You shouldn't be worrying about anything after you just woke up from your sleep, because I know when I wake up, I don't even know what's going on. So I'm not worried about anything. I just wake up and I'm like, what time is it? What day is it? What class do I have today? What time am I going to work? I don't know anything. I wake up and it's like a blank slate. But every day we must give him our worries, even the future worries. When you're praying in the morning, if you're a morning prayer, or if you're praying in the night, if you're praying in the morning, just pray, Lord, whatever worries I may have today, I give them to you. If you're praying at night, you can pray for the next day. But you know, sometimes when you give yourself as a living sacrifice to God and give your worries to God, you lay them out at the altar, sometimes we like to take those back. Sometimes you'll lay your worries at the altar, then 30 minutes later you go pick them right back up. You're worrying all over again. You're overly concerned about it. We should keep everything on the altar. Amen. As a Christian, you shouldn't just lay it down and pick it up later whenever you want to. That goes for a lot of things, but right now we're working about worrying. So we should give our worries over to him daily. And we need to try not to handle these situations on our own, but leave them in his hands and do it with the right heart of thanksgiving. See, you could give him control of your worries, but it also has to be with the right heart. I'll give you two examples, one that is the proper way to give God your worries and one that's improper. You can say, okay, God, here you go. Here's all my worries. You'll say you'll take care of them, right? So there you go. There they all are. You do it with the wrong attitude. You do it with the wrong heart. That's not how you're supposed to do it. It says with thanksgiving. So the right way would be like, God, you get down on your knees. You say, God, I know you are a great and powerful God. And I know that you can handle these worries of mine. So I bring them before you today, asking you to please take care of them for me in whatever way you see fit. But don't think just because you do that, you could do everything in the right way, have the right heart behind it, have the right mode behind it, everything. You could go to him and be genuine and humble about it. But don't think just because you ask him to take away, he will. We know this by seeing with Paul in 2 Corinthians 12. When Paul said he had a thorn in the flesh, but God wouldn't let it leave him. So there will be some things in your life that God won't take away or fix. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't still give it to him. We should still give him all of our worries. Amen. God has those things in our lives for a reason, to better us, to grow us. We should give every problem and every worry we have over to God in prayer. The beginning of verse 7 says, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Now we get into the good part. You might be sitting there asking yourself in your head, but why should I do that, or how can I do that? How can I just give him all my worries? I would still worry about them. Well, see, God tells us that when we choose to bring these things before him in prayer, that you will then get the peace that passes all understanding through Jesus Christ. When we choose, when we surrender those things over to him in a humble attitude, the Lord will keep our hearts at peace. So that one day, when we may come to that worry again, we can look it straight in the face. Not literally, because unless it's a person that's worrying you. But most things, metaphorically, you could look it straight in the face and say, I know my God has already taken care of it. There's no need for me to worry. There's no need for us to worry about anything once we give it to God. We can have that peace of heart and mind that it will be taken care of and that God knows what he is doing. Taken care of in any way, in the way that God sees fit, whether that be to remove it from your life or just keep it there and him just keep giving you his grace. Amen. So to worry, to worry too much about something is vain. As once it's in God's almighty hands, there's really nothing we can do. There's nothing we can say or physically do that will change the outcome that God has for us through those. To put this into perspective, I want to use an illustration. Say you are doing a huge renovation, a remodeling of your house. And at first, you in your mind are saying, I can take care of everything. I can do it myself. I've never messed with wood or carpentry or drywall or anything before, but I can do it myself. I can fix this by myself. I mean, because come on, if I mess up, at least the only person I can be angry with is myself. But when you give your worries to God, it's like when you sign a contract with a contractor. Where in that contract it says that they will complete this project and that there is no backing out and no taking it back. That the renovation is no longer yours to deal with. Yes, it's going to be happening to your house just like God will be working in your life with those worries. He might take those worries out. He might fix those worries. But it's happening in your life, but there's nothing you can do about it. And it's like that with a contractor. When you sign a contract, yeah, it's happening to your house, but there's nothing you can do about it because you've already signed the paper saying, yeah, you can do this. I trust you to fix it. It's not your problem anymore. And you can have peace in knowing that you no longer have to worry about it. Before you went to God, you were relying on yourself to make things better. And if something got messed up, sometimes we could say, oh God, why'd you let that happen? I know in my life there's been some empty prayers. Sometimes when really I was trying to fix things on my own. And then when it didn't go the way I wanted it to, I got mad at God because now looking back, I can see it was all foolishness. But I was like, well, God, why'd you let that happen? I was doing so good for you. I was living the way you wanted me to. Why are you having this happen to me? And it's because I didn't do it the proper way. I tried to fix it on my own. Because you didn't get the professional to do it. Because if you didn't know, God is a professional at taking care of his children. He's been doing it for a long time. And who knows how much longer he'll be doing it. But however long he tarries, he'll always be taking care of his children. Amen. But when you signed that contract with that contractor, that was as if, in the same respect, you were praying to God and saying, here are my worries, Lord. Please help me with them. And do with them what you will. You're releasing them from your control, what needs to be done in your life, and you're giving the control over those things over to God. There are many things that we as Christians should give over to God that many times can be very worrisome in our lives. For example, our finances. Many times we have Mr. Bill looming over us. You may be worrying, well, how am I going to get this paid? What can I do to fix this? Rather than going to God and saying, Lord, I need your help with this. I need your help with this thing. You say, how can I fix this? You go to yourself before you would go to God. Another worry that can come along can be the one where, what if I choose to share the gospel with that coworker, with that someone, and I get looked differently because of it? You're worried about your social status, what your outward appearance to the world is. Well, first of all, we shouldn't even be worrying about that, as that's what we've been called to do, to share the gospel. Go ye into the uttermost parts of the earth to preach the word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's what we should, as Christians, be doing. But then again, I have been there too. I've been worried about my social status or what may happen to my position at work if I chose to share the gospel with that one person. But what we still see in this passage is that no matter what, we need to give it all to God. Amen. And He will bring us a peace of heart that only God can bring you. The second part of that, verse 7, says, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is telling us that God will protect our hearts and minds. I looked up shall keep in this application called eSword. And it said to guard or protect. So God will guard and protect our heart and minds from these worries that may come about. Amen. Through the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who lives within us if you're saved. And as we know, Jesus is the comforter. Amen. And He will be there to comfort us in those times of trial and to protect us. He will never leave us nor forsake us, but He will protect and guard our hearts from those struggles in our lives. So we know that as humans, we have the tendency to try and handle situations by ourselves and worry about them. Something my mom would always say is a worry wart. I haven't picked up on that yet, but we can be worry warts. However, this text here in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, reminds us to take everything to God in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And He will give us that peace of heart that passes all understanding. I have no clue how long I've been going, but this has been something pressed into my mind, this passage. It's kind of funny. Before I finish up, I wanted to share this story. In homiletics, the class that I'm having to actually preach out for, this is one of the four passages that we're having to learn how to properly write a sermon for. And before I came here, I was going to do something completely different. But this past week, actually Monday night, I was working security, the 9-to-3 shift. And I was doing my homiletics homework. And I got to this passage, and this week we were having to learn the homiletical idea, which is just the truth of the text applied to us in the modern world, and the purpose of this passage. And when I found that, I felt as if God was like, okay, throw that other thing in the trash and work on this. Preach this. This is coming Sunday. Because He had worked in my heart. There's been a lot of things, especially now that I'm engaged, I'm having to worry about it, worry that I'm trying to give over to God, about a lot of things like wedding planning, housing, phone bill we're going to get, like who we're going to go through, what internet we're going to get, just a bunch of different stuff that makes you grow up. But I'm having to choose, instead of worrying about those things, like obviously there's some concern that needs to be there, but instead of being too overly concerned about it, I just need to give it to God. I just need to know that He will work it all out in His perfect timing. So what are you going to choose tonight? Are you going to keep worrying and keep stressing over the problems of life that are in your way, that are coming your way? Or are you going to go to God with every struggle, every worry, and anything that stresses you out, so that you may have that peace of God that passes all understanding? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for tonight, Lord. You've been working in my heart on this passage, Lord, just showing me that I need to trust more in You, Lord, and that I need to not be so worrisome over some of the small things that really don't have any effect on my life, Lord. There's many things that I've worried about in the past and even right now that I need to give over to You, Lord, and that I will give over to You. I pray that every day we will choose to give You our worries, to give You everything that might stress us out, Lord, and do it with the proper heart and mind so that we may have that peace that you will give us through your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Do it.